The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. Excuse me. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And we begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, Thriving Through the Symptoms of Menopause. The big four, hot flashes. This feels like a sudden wave of heat lasting from 1 to 5 minutes, which women describe as like an internal oven suddenly turning on. The sensation may come up with sweating, flushing skin, and a rapid heartbeat, often followed by a cold chill. Up to 85% of women report having flashes, according to the Journal of Midlife Health, and about a third of menopausal women describe them as moderately or severely bothersome, says Dr. Santora. Hot flashes that happen when you're sleeping are called night sweats, during which you might wake up to find yourself drenched. Sleep problems. About half of women going through their transition complain of a broken sleep, though experts aren't sure how much this is caused by hormonal shifts as opposed to the natural process of aging. Vaginal dryness. The drop in estrogen affects the walls of the vagina. When estrogen falls, vaginal tissue thins and dries. The result? Pain, soreness, or burning during penetration. Unlike other perimenopause symptoms, this one won't improve without treatment. And changes in mood. Issues can range from mild irritation to sudden sadness or anxiety. And some women experience full-blown depression even if they've never had problems before. Up to 68% of perimenopausal women report heightened depressive symptoms, compared with around a third of women who are premenopausal, according to NAMS. Mood issues are most likely to be worst during the late transition stage, Dr. Santora says. So to tame the heat and more, sometimes simple fixes are enough to ease the symptoms of menopause. First, wear layers. That way you can shed the extra when your internal heat gets turned up. Next, meditate. Find a relaxing meditation app to play during nighttime wake-ups. Stay cool at night. Seek out cooling bedding. See our collection of cooling sheets at goodhousekeeping.com/cooling sheets. I can spell all that. GoodHouseKeeping.com/cooling sheets. Cut caffeine. Oh no. Caffeine has been linked to hot flashes in postmenopausal women, according to the Mayo Clinic. Reducing it or cutting it out may help. And ask for help. If you're feeling depressed or anxious, talk to your doctor. The NAMS depression guidelines suggest using cognitive behavior therapy and other psychotherapy and/or antidepressants as frontline treatments. And sweet relief. For many women, the end of monthly cramps and bleeding comes as a welcome reprieve, especially as the hot flashes and other discomforts fade away, and they will. In the meantime, you can find more quality, in-depth information online about this life transition in Good Housekeeping's The Ultimate Guide to Menopause. Go to the same goodhousekeeping.com/menopauseguide, MENOPAUSEGUIDE, as well as from the North American Menopause Society, the National Institute on Aging, and the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists. All good places to go. From Woman's Day, eat well, live longer. Want to stay sharp and fit and keep having fun? Fill your grocery cart with these supercharged picks. The things many of us take for granted when we're young, bouncing back from illness, having eagle-sharp eyesight, being able to skip down the block, don't have to fade away entirely, even if you'd rather walk than skip. The foods we eat can contribute to both longevity and quality of life along the way. The key is anti-inflammatory foods. Chronic inflammation pushes your body's organ systems to work extra hard to achieve normal functionality. says Jacqueline London, author of Dressing on the Side and Other Diet Myths Debunked. I'll spell her last name, L-O-N-D-O-N, and host of the podcast On the Side with Jackie London, R.D. All that extra work is what ultimately damages cells over time and can increase your risk of chronic disease, like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. What's amazing about these foods? Most of them have bonus benefits that improve specific functions of your body, like vision, heart health, and joint movement. Oh, and they're really delicious, because what's the point of feeling young if you can't enjoy what gets you there? So, for a sharp brain, try blueberries. They're so packed with anthocyanins, which are antioxidants known for giving blue, red, and purple pigmented foods their color, that they've become the berry of choice in brain research. A growing body of research is examining how blueberries can support brain health as part of healthy eating pattern, and recent studies suggest that they may help ward off cognitive decline and improve cognition in older adults, says Francis Largeman Roth, RDN. Also try walnuts. These brainy-looking nuts harbor a slew of nutrients for your noggin. In one study, eating walnuts helped adults perform better on cognitive tests related to memory and concentration. Researchers say this is likely due to their high levels of polyphenols and good-for-you polyunsaturated fat. For moving well, try yogurt. All dairy contains nutritional necessities for strong bones, joints, and muscles. Yogurt is a smart pick. It has calcium and protein. Some brands are fortified with vitamin D to help with calcium absorption. And try salmon. Protein supports strong bones and is essential for building and maintaining muscle mass. Salmon also boasts inflammation-zapping omega-3s, which may help with arthritis-related joint pain. For preventing illness, try garlic. This aromatic contains a compound called allicin that fights inflammation and boosts white blood cells' infection-fighting response, says Laura Liu, RD, owner of Laura Liu Nutrition. And try tea. Antioxidants in black, green, oolong, and other non-herbal teas offer powerful immune support. They may also help combat diseases like cancer and heart disease. For a strong heart, try legumes. Beans and other legumes are high in fiber, which binds to cholesterol in the intestines, so it's excreted instead of entering your bloodstream, where it can harm your heart, Lou says. And try spinach. Magnesium is strongly linked to preventing heart disease, says Largeman Roth. It helps regulate blood pressure, blood glucose levels, and more. Spinach is also a source of calcium, which supports the heart by helping regulate blood pressure. And for good vision, try eggs. Their yolks are filled with vitamin A, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which help protect vision and prevent age-related eye diseases. Choline supports good eyesight and may protect against glaucoma. And try bell peppers. Go for any color. They all contain eye-centric nutrients like vitamin A and the oxidants quercetin, lutein, and zeaxanthin, and vitamin C may help lower the risk of cataracts. And on the side here, they've got more live-long advice. Physical activity, stress management, sleep, spending time outdoors, and mindfulness and meditation are important parts of the overall wellness spectrum that play a huge role in conjunction with diet, says Vanessa Rizzetto, MSRD, co-founder of Kulina Health. Rather than striving to eat perfectly every day, consider focusing on adding more of these superfood picks over time and have fun finding ways to eat them, says Lou. Enjoy alcohol, added sugars, and processed meats in moderation. They can increase your risk of chronic diseases and even some cancers, says Tamar Samuels, MSRD, co-founder of Kulina Health. And the easiest small change with lasting impact is to swap out sugar-sweetened beverages for unsweetened ones. This is hydrating and reduces your intake of added sugar. Drinks without sugar don't have to be boring. Sip on a fruity herbal tea or sparkling water with frozen fruit ice cubes. From Better Homes and Gardens, In the Know, news and notes to boost your well-being. This is just a bunch of little items. Research shows that cutting back on red meat can reduce your risk of heart disease and certain cancers. We just read that. 98%, that's how much less greenhouse gas emissions plant-based burgers create compared to beef. Going meat-free at least once a week can help protect the planet and your heart and brain. Plus, save on your grocery bill. Veggie burgers and beans are great options, as are meat substitutes like Impossible and Beyond Meat. What's the deal with personalized vitamins? Customized vitamin packs can provide nutrients like vitamin D, often missing or in low amounts in multivitamins. But the packs can be pricier than over-the-counter supplements, says Alexis Supan, RD of Cleveland Clinic for Integrative and Lifestyle Medicine. It's best to strategize with your doctor on how to get the nutrients you need. Walking for 2 to 5 minutes within an hour after eating can help keep blood sugar levels stable. Short walks use the glucose from food as fuel at a time when it's circulating in your bloodstream. This can help lower excess glucose, which help reduce your risk of diabetes. To schedule reminders and track your steps, download an app like Walkster or Map My Walk. 83% of Americans say they're cool with receiving a re-gift. So if you're scrambling for last-minute presents, consider passing along an unused gift. Remember to remove all price and gift tags and check for any personal notes or cards before rewrapping. Reducing the time you sit by 50 minutes each day can protect against heart disease and diabetes. Research shows that people who sat less and moved more reduced their fasting insulin level, a marker of heart health, by 18%. And a beauty fix, hydrating hand hygiene. All the washing you do can dry out your skin and leave hands chapped or cracked. Carry a travel-size moisturizing lotion to slather on post-wash when you're out and about. At home, use a hand wash that moisturizes. Try Dove Sensitive Skin Deep Cleansing Moisturizing Hand Wash, $4 at Walmart. And 17%, that's how much less likely you are to develop dementia if you regularly make time to unwind with activities you enjoy. From Good Housekeeping and the Beauty Lab, they've got a couple question or a question and answer for you. Do biotin shampoos really help grow hair? Their answer, the short answer, probably not. You may have seen biotin, another name for vitamin B7, touted on hair care products and in supplements for its hair growth benefits. Hair loss is a symptom of biotin deficiency, so biotin supplementation may benefit people with hair loss or hair thinning who are biotin deficient, says Hadley King, MD, a dermatologist in New York City. But there's not enough evidence to prove the ingredient's effectiveness at growing hair in people who aren't lacking in biotin, she adds. Can biotin shampoo boost hair growth? It's not likely, as shampoos are rinsed off strands and don't spend an extended amount of time touching the scalp where growth occurs, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab experts explain. That said, there is limited evidence that shampoos with biotin may strengthen existing strands and minimize breakage, Dr. King notes. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab pick, Hair Biology Full and Vibrant Volumizing Shampoo, which is about $10 at Target. And from the Beauty Closet, new and improved Skin Saver 2.0. The classic multi-purpose skincare salve, Aquaphor Healing Ointment, has gotten a makeover. So it's a rich, easy-to-apply, no-mess balm. That's right, balm. A longtime Good Housekeeping seal star, the original formula is proven to soothe and repair dry, cracked skin. The next generation stick also is fragrance-free and contains the same key ingredients. High levels of the skin protectant petrolatum, softening panthenol, provitamin B5, and glycerin. Its solid formula is enriched with nourishing avocado oil and shea butter, and a compact twist-up tube makes it portable and simple to smooth on while on the go. Good Housekeeping lab tip: the stick can be glided on to target dry areas like cheeks, lips, elbows, and heels, or applied in a light layer all over. Good Housekeeping beauty editors with dry skin recommend doing this on the face as a last skincare step before bed to lock in moisture overnight. It's the Aquaphor Healing Balm Stick, $6 at CVS. It's in the packaging sort of looks like a deodorant stick. It's like that. From Good Housekeeping. Actually, no, let me do. Yeah, this is Good Housekeeping. How to save money every day. Each year, the pros in the Good Housekeeping Test Institute test thousands of products and stay in the know about commerce trends and the best times to buy. With their insight and money-saving secrets, you're guaranteed a great deal every time. 1. Wait for a holiday. Replacing a big-ticket item like a mattress or a sofa? Do it during a super sale around President's Day, Memorial Day, the 4th of July, Labor Day, or Black Friday for the steepest discounts and the best rebates. Take customer service surveys. After shopping, check your receipt or email for a survey. Businesses and restaurants will often reward participants with a discount or a freebie. Ask for a price match. Before you buy anything in a store, check the pricing online. If a competitor or the store's website has it listed for less, show a sales associate. Many retailers will match the cheaper price rather than risk having you walk out. This savvy trick often delivers on-the-spot savings, yet most shoppers never think to do it. And buy direct from other shoppers. Sites like Poshmark, ThredUp, Mercari, and eBay offer deals on new or used fashion. You can even score unworn items with original tags at deep discounts from retail prices. We move now to a couple of recipes for you. Easy weeknights we've got. First, a healthy comfort food, skillet, shrimp, and orzo. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. In a medium bowl, combine 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1 clove of garlic grated, 1 tablespoon olive oil, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Add 1 pound large shrimp, which have been peeled and deveined, and toss to coat. Let marinate. Meanwhile, in a large skillet, heat 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 1 clove garlic grated on medium until sizzling. Stir in 1/2 cup of dry white wine and simmer 1 minute. Stir in 1 cup orzo to coat, then 1 28-ounce can whole peeled tomatoes and their juices, crushing with your hands, and 1/2 cup water. Simmer covered, stirring occasionally until the orzo is just barely tender, 8 to 10 minutes. Add shrimp and cook covered until opaque throughout, 3 to 5 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped, and 2 ounces of feta cheese, crumbled. And this serves 4. And a 1-pan meal, sheet pan gnocchi with sausage and green beans. Active time only 15 minutes, total 25. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 17.5-ounce package of shelf-stable potato gnocchi with 1 1/2 tablespoons olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Arrange in an even layer. Break 8 ounces of Italian sausage, casings removed, into pieces and add to the pan. Roast 10 minutes. In a medium bowl, toss 8 ounces of green beans, trimmed, and 4 cloves of garlic, thinly sliced. Excuse me. With 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Toss the gnocchi and sausage on baking sheet, scatter green bean mixture on top, and roast until everything is golden brown and tender, 8 to 10 minutes more. Scatter 1 5-ounce package of baby kale over the pan and roast until wilted, 2 minutes. Toss with 1 teaspoon lemon zest. Serve over dollops of ricotta or fresh mozzarella, torn, and sprinkle with grated Parmesan if desired. This serves 4 and looks quite delicious. And then there's a little aside. To switch it up, swap out the green beans for broccoli, cauliflower, or a combination. Cut into small florets and toss with the sausage gnocchi mixture, adding 1 tablespoon more oil, then roast all together. From Woman's Day, crispy chicken taquitos. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4 to 6. We need 4 ounces cream cheese at room temperature, 1/3 cup red enchilada sauce, 1/4 cup sour cream, kosher salt and pepper, 3 cups finely shredded white meat rotisserie chicken, 6 ounces Colby Jack cheese, coarsely grated, 1 cup fresh cilantro, chopped, 12 small corn tortillas, pico de gallo, sour cream, and crumpled cotija cheese for serving. In a large bowl, combine cream cheese, enchilada sauce, sour cream, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in chicken, Colby Jack, and cilantro. In batches, place tortillas on plate and cover with damp paper towel. Microwave until warm and pliable, 30 to 60 seconds. Divide mixture among tortillas, a scant 1/4 cup each. Roll tightly and air fry in batches as necessary at 400 degrees, 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer to a platter and serve with pico de gallo, sour cream, and cotija. And a Woman's Day test kitchen tip, if you don't have an air fryer, no problem. Roast on a rimmed baking sheet brushed with oil at 425 for 12 to 15 minutes. From Woman's Day, seared salmon with charred green beans. Active time and total time are only 15 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, divided. 1 1/4 pounds skinless salmon fillet cut into 4 portions, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound of green beans trimmed, 4 cloves of garlic smashed and thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons capers rinsed and patted dry, 1 small red chili thinly sliced, lemon wedges for serving. Heat 2 teaspoons oil in large skillet on medium high. Season the salmon with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add to the skillet flesh side down. Reduce heat to medium and cook until just opaque throughout, 5 to 6 minutes per side. Heat remaining 2 tablespoons oil in a large cast iron skillet on medium high. Add the green beans and cook until browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Turn with tongs and cook until browned and just barely tender, about 3 minutes more. Remove from heat and toss with 1/4 teaspoon salt, then garlic, capers, and chili. Return to medium heat and cook, tossing until garlic is golden brown, 1 to 2 minutes. Serve with the salmon and lemon wedges, if desired. And then there's a little heart smart aside. Salmon and other fatty fish are rich in anti-inflammatory omega-3s. Keeping a handle on inflammation supports good overall heart health. And another from Women's Day, harissa sirloin with couscous salad. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound small thin carrots cut into 2-inch pieces, 2.5 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 teaspoons honey, kosher salt and pepper, 1 cup couscous, 3/4 pound beef sirloin steak, 1 tablespoon harissa, 1 teaspoon lemon juice plus 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 cups baby arugula, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves. Heat oven to 425. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss carrots with 1 tablespoon of oil, honey, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Roast until golden brown and tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Meanwhile, cook couscous per package directions. Heat 1/2 tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium. Pat steak completely dry. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook to desired doneness, 4 to 6 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer to cutting board, rub with harissa, and let rest at least 5 minutes before slicing. In a large bowl, toss couscous with remaining tablespoon of oil, lemon zest, and lemon juice. Fold in arugula and parsley. Fold in carrots and sliced steak. Makes a very nice-looking salad dish. From Women's Day, ravioli with bacon, corn, and peppers. Active time is 15 minutes, total 20, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound cheese ravioli, 3 slices bacon chopped, 2 small red peppers chopped, 1 medium onion finely chopped, kosher salt, 1 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves, 1/2 cup frozen corn kernels, thawed. Cook ravioli per package directions. Cook bacon in a large skillet on medium until crisp. Using a slotted spoon, transfer to bowl. Add peppers, onion, and 1/2 teaspoon salt to the skillet and sauté until tender, 7 minutes. Stir in thyme and cook 1 minute. Add corn and cook to heat through 2 minutes. Toss with ravioli and reserved bacon. It got a little confusing there. I think you cook the ravioli per directions and then use the slotted spoon and transfer to a bowl. You keep the bacon in the skillet and then add in the peppers, onion, and continue from there. It was a little confusing, I'll say. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.